It used to be a show years ago called the $64,000 question. This is a $454 million question. Does Donald Trump have the cash? And if he doesn't, what will the New York AG do? Letitia James, who as a candidate for that office said she was going to get Donald Trump. It appears that she has. Will she seize properties? Will he sell properties? Will he file for bankruptcy, which seems like a long shot, but may be the best legal advice? Let's check in with one of our favorite legal eagles, Tom Leonard, partner with Plunkett and Cooney, and former Speaker of the Michigan House of Representatives. Tom, good morning.
Hey, good morning, my friend. Thank you for having me.
So Eric Trump's on Fox yesterday. He says his dad doesn't have the cash. The lawyers say, we don't have the cash. Donald Trump comes out on Truth Social and in front of a crowd saying, I have the $500 million. I would just rather spend it on my campaign. How much does that undermine his legal argument?
Well, it does not make his lawyer's job easy when they go in there today to argue that they need some type of an extension or they need the the judge to lower the amount of this bond that has to be paid. But I want to go back to something for just a moment, if I can. In your opening, you talked about how this attorney general promised to go after Donald Trump. And I think this is something that in the media, as individuals, as politicians, we have to focus on, and it has to stop. And that is the idea that these candidates running for attorney general are promising to go after their political opponents is completely unacceptable. And it's not just her. I remember in 22, we had an attorney general candidate promising to lock up the governor and the secretary of state and the attorney general. This idea that these prosecutors or these wannabe prosecutors right. are campaigning on doing this, this is America. It has to stop now.
But the politicizing the judiciary and the justice system, no question.
Absolutely. So I'm sorry. I wanted to get that out.
Yeah,
I can go back to
understand.
Your question. But again, it's just completely unacceptable. And that is exactly what this attorney general did. She promised that she was going to go after Donald Trump if she was reelected. And that's what she did. And again, these campaign promises to go after political opponents, completely unacceptable.
But the case wasn't thrown out. They found some merit in the case, did they not?
No, I mean, the case was not thrown out, and obviously this is ongoing. But again, we as Americans, this is America. We've got to stand up against these attorney general candidates and these prosecutors that promise to go after their political opponents.
What happens if he doesn't post this bond today?
So that's a good question. I guess this could go several different ways. So what will happen is he will have to the end of today to post this bond. And again, I want to make this one clear, too. If he doesn't post the bond, he still has a right to appeal. But if he doesn't post the bond, what will happen is it will give the New York Attorney General the right to go after his assets and his property if the bond's not posted while that appeal is pending or while it's ongoing. So what will likely happen is if the bond is not posted, she's probably going to try to go after any liquid assets that he has. So if he's got money in a bank account somewhere, that's likely what she's going to go after. My guess is going after his property will likely be the last resort that she'll pursue.
Tom, Truth Social is headed to Wall Street after the shareholders voted to approve the merger with Trump Media and Technology Group, and that could lead to about $3 billion for the former president. But that's not in the near term. It would be down the road, right?
Correct. So if this merger were to take place, and this could happen, I guess, any day this week, what would happen is Truth Social would merge with another company. The numbers or the facts of the figures is that company would be worth about $5 billion. Donald Trump would own about 60% of the stock, so about $3 billion there. But it would take him at least 6 months to have any access to that cash based on the rules and him being able to sell stock. And, 6 months from now, we have no idea what that stock may or may not be worth. So bottom line is even if this merger happens, it's likely not going to have him help him post this bond today.
Well, help me understand how it happens in the first place. Truth Social had something like between 1 million and 2 million in revenue last year. It had between 10 and 15 million by some reports in losses. How does that end up generating 5 billion in market cap?
Well, so merging with this currently existing company, this Digital World Acquisition, And, you know, essentially through this SPAC and this merger, analysts or you know, those that in this initial IPO are saying that that company would be worth $5 billion. But that's just money on paper. It's not actual liquid cash. I mean, listen, last week when this merger was announced, I think the this current company, I think the stock went down 15-16%. So there's no telling what the stock may be worth once this merger happens and what Donald Trump will be able to get out of that. But the key here is the fact that he will not have access to that money to help him with this appeal.
Could the appeals court lessen the amount he has to post?
Yes, and that is still a decision that is yet to be made. But until that is made, that decision is made, or unless you know the current judge lowers what this bond is, and I don't think that's going to happen, the attorney general will have the right under law to go after Donald Trump's property after today if that bond is not posted while that appeal is pending.
Is it possible, will he ever concede and say, I'm going to file bankruptcy?
To buy time?
Yeah.
I don't want to guess what he's going to do. I just don't know. I mean, but I am certain they're going to do everything that they can to ensure that his property is not seized. But I will say this. I mean, going back to my earlier point and looking at the politics of this, I'm telling you right now, if Letitia James, if she ultimately goes after his property, if she seizes Trump Tower, mark my word, you're going to see Donald Trump reelected. You're going to see his numbers go up because the American people are sick and tired of seeing these prosecutors and these AGs promise or target their political opponents.
Right, but we should point out, Tom, that what she's doing is not unheard of. This is routine that you have when you file an appeal that you have to put up more than 100%, a bond of more than 100% for that amount that you owe. That's not unusual. What's unusual here is the size of it, right?
Correct. The size, yes, the size of the amount, but again, perception is reality.
And yeah, but we're talking about motivation, and I get that. But the case is done, and he was held liable. So, I mean, he does owe this money. But that's the real question that we need to decide is whether it's fair that you ask somebody to post a bond that's unheard of.
Correct. And under New York law right now, he has to post that bond or that bond is due. My guess is at some point during this appeal, the appeals court will lower that what that amount is. Yeah. I don't know what that's going to be. But again, until they make that decision, that bond has to be posted today or she can begin the process of seizing his property.
Well, and the unfortunate thing is my understanding is that in New York State, the Court of Appeals usually doesn't issue anything on Mondays. It's usually Tuesdays and Thursdays. So we may have to wait at least 24 hours to get even the possibility, right, unless they see this as the emergency that it is and move along. Tom, we so appreciate your insights on this and your cautionary admonition there about what this could mean for our judicial system.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on. I look forward to doing it again soon.
Our good friend at Plunkett and Cooney, Tom Leonard, former Speaker of the Michigan House. When we come back, the highlights of the day and Pete Hoekstra.